CPGVM thanks the Wax Museum for their support of our programming. The Wax Museum is Bozeman's home of vintage sounds on new and used vinyl, CDs, and cassettes. You can shop at the Wax Museum at 533 East Mendenhall, just 2 blocks from the KGVM studios. You can reach the Wax Museum by phone at 406-404-1617, or you can find them on Facebook. Thanks, Wax Museum!
KGVM is supported by Steep Mountain Tea House. Open daily from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., Steep Mountain Tea offers dine-in, to-go, curbside pickup, local delivery, and shipping services. Featuring hot and iced teas, homemade chai lattes, bubble tea, kombucha, and bulk loose leaf tea. Visit Steep Mountain at 402 East Main Street in Bozeman. Find them online at www.steepmtnt.com. That's www.steepmtnta.com. Or call 577-2740 to learn more about their products and offerings.
Good afternoon. You are listening to KGVM Bozeman 95.9 FM or KGVM.org via our live stream. Either venue, this is Carrie's Film Score Extravaganza. I try with the film music that ends up being played here on the Film Score Extravaganza to pick and choose from a variety of pieces of music that are maybe not as well known, but absolutely worthwhile, which ends up sometimes, leaving blind spots where it's like, oh, that was incredibly obvious. Why haven't we ever done that before? This is one of those instances. And it's the one of the most, arguably recognizable film scores of the late 20th century, and one of the top 100 best-selling albums in the United States, one of the best-selling albums of all time, adjusted for inflation, and the highest-selling, primarily, orchestral soundtrack ever. And this soundtrack hails from the air 1997, and it is the score to James Cameron's Titanic, courtesy of James Horner, who composed, orchestrated, and conducted it. James Horner, who, of course, is now passed away. He was killed in a small aircraft crash in 2015, but left behind a not, impressive record of film scores from a variety of films and genres. He had originally collaborated with James Cameron previously on Aliens, during which they ended up developing an extremely strained relationship, but Cameron decided to overlook this previous, difficult relationship because he liked the soundtrack that Horner had done for Braveheart so much. And of course, this James Horner was not Cameron's first choice for the film. He originally wanted Enya to compose the music for the movie, and in fact had put together a rough edit of the film using her music as a temp track, but she declined, so he approached James Horner. You can definitely, tell, knowing that this was originally who was approached, that that was the vibe that was going for, because the wordless vocals on the soundtrack, which make a significant portion of the, impact and style that it has, are courtesy of a Norwegian soprano singer named Cecile Kirkjebø. Yeah, she's a you know, considered a top, one of the world's top soprano singers. She's credited in the liner notes, you know, for the soundtrack just as Cecil, but, you know, there has been some, you know, scuttlebutt over the years about whether or not Enya would have grounds to sue for, you know, vocal plagiarism or not, which as far as I am aware has never come to anything, but there we are. And so, here we are. So, we'll have a blast from the past, which, it's bizarre to think it's the past, but it absolutely is. It's from one of the highest grossing films of all time for quite a long time, the highest grossing film of all time, before it became supplanted by both Cameron's Avatar and then by Avengers Endgame. So, here we go. From 1997, yeah, in the year of epic period romance making a comeback, starring, of course, Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet, and the music of James Horner. And no, we are likely not going to end up listening to Celine Dion singing My Heart Will Go On, but that, of course, is also featured on the end credits for the film. So here we are. It's from 1997. Here we have Titanic.
Thank you. Thank you.